थी
ये करते
capital of USA. We are seeing this is Swamiji cultivated here. Now coming to okay. You remember this place? You have come here not? He has come. Now, Vrindavan Vilas. They used to come to airport and to distribute books for Swami. You are direct disciple of Swami?
Yes.
But you are so fortunate. So fortunate. Like they have served so much Swami. But also please to give me services from 1947. I first met him in Calcutta in 47 there. He was one of the establisher of Sri Gauriya Vedanta College. Among three he was on his name Gauriya Vedanta and Society. That Vedanta is not really for Mayavadi or Dvaitvadi. It doesn't mean salvation or mixing in Brahma. But this aim and object of Vedanta is Govinda Seva, Baldev Prabhu is declared. You can also come and see. Oh, I'm seeing you also here. Well, from where you came?
I was at New York, in New York. I was with you in San
Francisco. This is
Devendra Nath's son. Oh, it looks like Devendra. I thought that he's little Devendra Prabhu.
He's more big than his father.
But step cutting like him. I'm happy to meet you. And I had seen you somewhere?
Last year
in New York.
New York, yes. Once again I wanted to go to New York to take the feet dust of Swamiji and that park and 22. But unfortunately we lost one day. Become some problem. Swamiji came here in this area, Washington.
Sure. Potomac also, right?
He's in Potomac, yeah.
Yeah, he came and met the DI here.
Where you met him?
Myself?
Yes, where?
Oh, you don't want to know. San Francisco.
San Francisco.
That was a happy.
Lot of bad.
Oh, in Costa Rica?
In Costa Rica, oh. He was dancing and jumping. With so many disciples, I became happy. Vaishnava Thakur, you can do. Vaishnava Thakur.
If I didn't come or had a beard, you wouldn't recognize me and you wouldn't ask me to say anything. So I wasn't afraid of the program. So I'll say something on his order.
You can all see there isn't so much place.
And then we can. Om Agyana Simirandasya Jnananjana Shravataya Chatsu Unmilatamina Sajmiya Sri Guruheya Sri Chaitanya Namo Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Let me hold it down here. I mean, I think we can all hear even without this camera. And I have a reasonably loud voice. So, I thought something about Srila Prabhupada and his arrival in the United States in 1965. And as I said, I'm only going to speak for a few minutes. So, Srila Prabhupada came to this country in
1965.
And he arrived in Boston and then came to New York. But on the way, he had a very difficult time on the ship Jaladuta. And he wrote two very significant poems in Bengali while aboard the Jaladuta. And
he wrote them in the sea, or here?
No, in the sea. We have those recorded in various books in Bengali. And he also suffered some heart attacks while coming, he told. And he used to tell the devotees that he had a dream. And Krishna came and settled the sea. And he thought for sure that he would not make it to this country. So eventually he arrived here. So we are to conceive of his arrival as not the arrival of a tourist or a visitor to a foreign country, as is happening. You have seen so many Hindus have come to this country for increasing economic development and so forth. But Srila Prabhupada had come here with a very profound and significant message for all of humanity. And when that ship arrived, I like to think that Srila Prabhupada was himself almost in a state of divine madness. I'm going to tell one secret thing that happened on that ship. One day he told before he left this world what happened. But we like to think of Srila Prabhupada in that he arrived here in a state of divine madness, a divine sentiment of love of Krishna. Actually, he came to this country singing the Sad Goswami Ashtam. And there are many old recordings of him. And he came singing about the six Goswamis and their divine mood of worship in Vrindavan. He came singing of Gopi Bhava and Krishna Prema and all the things which are divine and sacred to Gaudiyas of Vrindavan. He came here with that tone of voice and that singing. But when he stepped out onto the shore, he stepped off that boat as a most dignified general. And he waged a war against all types of misconceptions. Mayavad misconception, Buddhist misconception, scientific misconception, hippie drug addiction misconception, so many misconceptions. And that which was his inner wealth, his Braja Bhakti, he kept within. And he waged war against Maya. So, we are not to think that his only contribution was his war against Maya. Actually, the war against Maya is in the negative side, destroying so many obstacles that stand in our way. But it's very often the case that the devotees only understand his divine grace in terms of his coming to America, opening temples, and printing books. And they are sometimes slow, if not even averse, to understand what he actually wants to give us with his mission, what he wants to give us in his books, and so forth. The Sri Chaitanya Namo Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shva Padantikam. He has come singing this and given first prayer. First Om Magyana, then he has given this prayer. That we will be accepted somewhere in the proximity of the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. And as Maharaj has told many times in his discourses with you, who is Rupa Goswami? Who he is in the Aprakata Lila, eternal pastimes of the Lord. So Swami Maharaj has come and given us first, in those first days, these prayers to place us at the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. So, if we are to be real followers of Srila Prabhupada, then we must be followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. We must become Rupa Nugas. And Swami Maharaj used to tell that very happily. We are Rupa Nugas. He used to say. Followers of
Sri Rupa. You asked him that, what is Rupa Nuga?
Maybe someone asked. I guess someone must have. Personally, I didn't ask.
And then he told that we are Rupa Nuga. I am Rupa Nuga. What you understood at that time?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
If I was there, I used to ask him, what is Rupa Nuga, Prabhu? But now questions can come.
So, Srila Prabhupada has two planes of activity, prakata and aprakata. His movement and activity in this world. But it's not sufficient that we simply understand what he did in this world, especially in this Western world. Sometimes devotees like to think he began after he reached New York. But actually, he had lived in India already for 70 years. He had many intimate friends and associates and loved ones.
From birth. Before birth. Coming to this world, he was like that. Because he is eternal and transcendental.
So, we have to look to, as I said to one devotee the other day, I have one photo of Swami Maharaj. He's sitting in a rocking chair. And his lotus foot is there in pleasant sight. And I was sitting looking very closely at this picture. And I asked, oh, Gurudev, what is in your bag? Externally, he's sitting, his hand is like this, and he's looking. But this hand, this way. And this hand is his mala. What is in his bhajan? What was inside? What was the cause? Generally, we study the effect. What was the effect of his presence here? But we are not so keen to see about his cause. What is within him? What is his eternal position? How to view him in that way? So, when he was on that ship and there was heart attack, he used to tell that he had a dream. And a few weeks before his passing away in Vrindavan, before his samadhi, do you know, remember Bhagatji? Bhagatji, one devotee, older man in Vrindavan, he used to render so many services to our Gurudev and giving massage and so many things. And it was a very friendship relationship. So one day he called Bhagatji to his bedside. And he told Bhagatji, you know, with great difficulty I have established this movement. And Bhagatji told, yes, Prabhupada, I know. Prabhupada told, on the ship coming to America, I had heart attack. And Bhagatji said, oh, yes, Prabhupada, I know. And you had dream, and Krishna saved you in that dream. And he reached up and he grabbed Bhagatji. And he said, no, not like that. Directly, he pulled Bhagatji close. He told, directly, Krishna came and massaged my heart. Then he told Bhagatji, you don't speak this to anyone. And after some years, Bhagavati told this story. So, either Krishna came in dream, or Krishna came directly and massaged his heart. Any darshan of Krishna has not got anything to do with this physical world of the physical senses. It is in another plane. So, our Gurudev had such divine connection. And his mission is to bring all of us in connection with that. Not to just establish buildings and even farming communities. Even such things as cow protection and so many things which are seemingly valuable in society. They are quite secondary. Once some disciples of Swami Maharaj, they told Sridhar Maharaj, oh, we'll go to our country and we'll make propaganda for cow protection. And he told, that is not a very important thing. You should go and propagate Mahaprabhu's message. That will do good to everyone. That will do good for all of us. And naturally then, we'll love cows and all other things will come after that. So, I think in relation to what I told about what is in your bag, once Shamarani painted a painting for a book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. And remember that original painting? And she showed one brahmachari, nice shade, head, sika, and mala, and he's going up in the sky. And half is coming into the Goloka. And in his front is Radha and Krishna, and back down is the Maya world. And I think Prabhupada told you, oh, very nice, it is by the bee. She used to tell that story. It is very nice, by the bee. So, by our bhajan. But all too often, especially in my case, my bhajan is bhojan, not real bhajan. Anyway, now Maharaj has come. He has also come from Vrindavan. He's also come with Vrindavan conception, not for just increasing the externals. Someone said, Swamiji brought bhakti to the West. But how much bhakti is actually there? That is a big question at this time. How much the Western section is actually the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, or maybe they are following general conception of Yuga Dharma and so many things. So, and there is indeed big controversy about this. Actually, there is even wholesale rejection by certain sections of the concept of Sripad Rupa Goswami and that disciplic succession, and only giving favor to increasing devotees, more devotees, but not giving proper attention to the conception of Vrindavan's favor. So that's what our Guru Maharaj wanted to give through so many books, so many temples. He used to say, I will be happy when that day will come when I will be able to sit with my disciples and we will discuss Krishna Lila, Krishna's pastime. He told Maharaj, oh, I told them, Krishna is son of Devaki. And they had some wrath about this, some mellow about this. And he did. He told, yes, Krishna is son of Devaki. He had to say so many things in order to clear off the jungle, to clear a way and make a path. So, Maharaj, we're very happy that you have come here. I think especially our Agraya Prabhu, he's been longing for your association for such a long time, as well as all these other devotees here.
Maharaj, can you tell some few words?
Samasrayistam maramapi sachiputram dasurupam rupam dasikajam urupurim maturam ghostavasim rarakvannam giriviram maho radikamaravansham rapto yasipatit kribhaya sri gurum tam matavasmi. This prayer by Raghunath Das Goswami gives us a inside look at how the devotee should see his Guru Maharaj. that he has given him all the conceptions, Namastestam, the conception of the holy name. He's given me Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, and most of all, he's given me the proper conception. So I was thinking, as Narasimha Raj was speaking, how your comment that if we are told, yes, we are Rupanugas, then certainly we've gained some conception of that recently, but originally we had no idea. And we've only gained this by the association of the Vaishnavas, by our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. He gave us everything, you can say, but we were just children. And so we could not understand so much of it. There were so many hidden truths. As we read his books and we look between the lines, we discover more and more transcendental truths. So I'm feeling very fortunate to have had and to continue having the association of very wonderful Vaishnavas who can reveal so many truths. Niyatam guhayam, that is hidden in the heart. Mahajaniyena gata sapanta, the great soul. This is one of my favorite verses, how we can extract this wonderful essence of Vaishnavism from the hearts of all the Vaishnavas. In fact, Sarva Siddhi Hoy, that all perfection is achieved by just a moment's association, what to speak of, continuous association with the Vaishnavas. Ramananda Roy, he answered Mahaprabhu in their conversation on the Godavari River as to what was the most unfavorable thing for a Vaishnava, to be without the association of the Vaishnava for even a moment. So that is the most valuable thing certainly, and by their association we will gain everything, and that is our will keep us focused on the path. And we are hoping that we will be further inspired by Self Maharaj and by these transcendental festivals, which are always so wonderful. Satam prasangam mama viryasam bhavanti hitkan rasa, that the dust of the great Vaishnavas, that is our foodstuff, that is our everything, and by that we will gain so much. So we can hear some words from
that. What year is this? 1997? And am I hearing Srila Narayan Maharaj giving a lecture now? And sometimes when I hear Srila Narayan Maharaj speak or read one of his books, I think, what year is this? Is this 1966? Am I hearing Prabhupada's lecture? Because Guru is one, and the only way that we can understand this magical concept is by knowing more than one. Then we can understand how Guru is one. When we accompanied Srila Narayan Maharaj to Malaysia a few months ago, he was giving a lecture on Sri Sanatana Shiksha, Lord Chaitanya speaking to Sanatana Goswami, how they met, how Sanatana Goswami was in jail, how he escaped from jail. And I was thinking, where am I? Am I in 26 Second Avenue? Because Prabhupada gave the exact same lecture, almost verbatim, at 26 Second Avenue. That's how he got us familiar with the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then all the examples that Srila Narayan Maharaj was using, how no one's happy in this material world, how the only happiness is when we develop prema for Krishna. Everything was exactly the same as when Prabhupada started the movement in the West. I felt like, again, the movement was being started in the West. And then, going back to one of the original books that I ever read of Srila Prabhupada's, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which I saw the devotees typing, his manuscript in 1967 in Prabhupada's apartment at 26 Second Avenue. Prabhupada wrote in the last paragraph, which I had reread only about a year ago. And Prabhupada wrote in the last paragraph of the introduction that the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, being the summary of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is a summary of Krishna's flute playing. And just as by Krishna's flute playing, he called at Bansibhat all the gopis to dance with him, so similarly, by reading this teachings of Lord Chaitanya as a summary study of Chaitanya Charitamrita, may all the readers be blessed that they will also become like the gopis and be attracted by Krishna's flute playing at Bansibhat. So in this way I get confused when I read Maharaj's books and hear his lectures, when I hear Prabhupada's tapes, remember his pastimes, and read his books, because I forget who's who, because Guru is one. And this principle is only understood by meeting a Rasi Tatpagya Bhatta Guru, who is actually one with Krishna. Krishna is Guru, and his manifestation is one with him, Sakshat Haritva. And in that way, all gurus are one. When one guru is worshipped, then all bona fide gurus are worshipped. Just as when one incarnation of Krishna is worshipped, when Krishna is worshipped, all of his incarnations are worshipped. And the real conception of oneness with Krishna is understood only by such a great personality as Srila Narayana Maharaj. Guru Premanandi Hari.
Omagyanantamirantasya gyananjanashabhakaya chakshudunmilitandena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Avadvidha bhagavata sthirta bhuta svayam vibho thirti kuravanti thirtani svanta senagadabrata. That to find the sadhu Vaishnava is so rare within this world, as Lord Krishna says, manushyanam sahasreshu kashchid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashchid mam veti tattvata. But to find such a pure devotee who by his association can bless us, everyone is eager for sadhu sangha to get some blessing. But the only blessing that we want is to get prema bhakti. It is that blessing that we are after, and it is for that blessing that we are so happy to get the association of Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, who was the dear friend of our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and a revered Vaishnava, Acharya. So we're very happy, and I cannot say very much right now. I'm very overcome with happiness that he has come. I think all the devotees are very happy that somehow arrangement has been made that we have his darshan and sangha. Hare Krishna.
Happy Krishna in Dwarka or Mathura. So happy. No? Why not? He has thousands of gopis and wives,
children,
sons, daughters. So much. But why not? He was fighting years. Gopis there, lamenting and waiting. Just forgot then the battle of Mahabharata is fought by the side of Arjuna. And always playing with Rukmani, Satyabhama and all other things, other. Was happy in Dwarka? Oh, he has married so many. 7,000 of. Why not? Why not? The rest are beautiful, so beautiful. More than gorgeous. Just try to know and realize all these things. And do bhajan. Thank you.
why you made your hair like this? You want to be Kali, Kali in Vrindavan?
She doesn't know.
Oh, Kali.
Kali, you know?
That's what they do in America.
Like fashion.
American fashion.
If Krishna will see, he will not accept you. Oh, he will see at that. Oh.
African tradition. It's braided.
Yes, sir. Very good.
It's braided. African tradition.
African.
Yeah. So you're going to Africa next year.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. You'll see lots of braids.
Krishna will feel fair and he will fly you, run away. You want to serve Krishna? You? Be like that. Be like Gopi. You chant Hari Nam? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How many rounds? One round? Daily? One round daily you chant? More?
Sometimes
you do, not daily. Very good. You chant? How many rounds? One. Sometimes half? Sometimes not? Krishna is very pleased by this. So try to develop. One round in morning, one round in evening. Then I should take prasadam. My heartly blessings to you all. You should try to develop.
Did you turn it off?
No.
Can you see how to turn it off? No. Let's take it through.
How do you turn it off?
I can't see. I don't have my glasses on.
You want it on or
off? I'll take it through. How do you turn it off? I can't see. Yeah, but I can't see. I don't have my glasses.